Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture this holiday weekend across interior New York and New England, and a bit more mild start to the day today than the last couple of mornings, but still readings in most of the hill towns are in the 50s with some lower 60s in the valleys, especially south of I-90, and everyone enjoying mostly clear skies to start the day. As we get deeper into the afternoon, a weak disturbance will slide through southern Canada, perhaps touching off just a passing shower, primarily across the Finger Lakes region, north into portions of the Adirondacks closer to the Canadian border in northern Vermont, while the rest of the region will have a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day, and temperatures reaching into the upper 70s and lower 80s. The high pressure center that continues to dominate the weather will track off the eastern seaboard today, and the return southerly flow around it will gain strength and increase at times, gusting over 20 to even 30 miles per hour throughout the region. By tonight, the winds will tend to die out and skies will be partly cloudy as lows drop back into the lower 60s once again on average. The focus of our weather through the middle of the week will be on a slow-moving front through the Great Lakes and in our direction. Most of the energy associated with this front will shear off to our north and west and into southern Canada. Still, some clouds will mix with the sunshine on Tuesday as highs reach the lower 80s once again. The front will draw close enough to produce just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday and then again on Thursday, but highs will remain in the lower to mid 80s, and then the front will pass through the region on Thursday night and will start a drier trend with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the mid 70s on Friday. A new area of high pressure will build in by the end of the week and last into the weekend, so Saturday looks mostly sunny with highs in the 70s before another round of showers heads our way for the day on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the eastern Great Lakes back through the Midwest and mid-Mississippi and Missouri valleys. The main hazards associated with the thunderstorms will be frequent lightning, large hail, severe wind gusts, and a few tornadoes. Meanwhile, cold high pressure over western Canada will sink south into the northern Rockies and northern plains by Tuesday evening. Upslope flow associated with the high will produce rain over the northern high plains, which will slowly expand east into the upper Midwest into the evening hours. Cold air associated with the high pressure has prompted winter weather advisories and winter storm watches along parts of the northern and central Rockies on Monday evening into Tuesday, as snow is forecast to develop over the higher elevations. The Denver area could pick up as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow after high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s earlier in the week, with up to 14 inches of snow across the higher terrain. The winds will also gust up to 45 miles per hour. And sweltering heat will persist over the west, with some locations climbing 20 to 30 degrees above average. Daily highs will be in the upper 90s to the triple digits, and some temperature records will be established. Critical fire weather will result, along with red flag warnings and excessive heat warnings, which will be in effect for much of the nation west of the Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and 42 degrees with a southwest wind at 42 gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 30 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 56, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the lower 80s, Boston, sunny and breezy near 80, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 66, that's right on normal for this time of year. We did have a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 37 hundredths of an inch, which is 23 hundredths below normal, and 24.28 inches for the year, which is 2.47 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low 55. the record high 96 set in 1881 and 1945, and the record low 36 in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m., sunset this evening 7:18 p.m., 12 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s on Wednesday. Partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday in the lower 80s. Still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Friday back into the mid-70s. Back to partly sunny skies on Saturday, lower 70s. And partly sunny with the risk of showers on Sunday and highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.